100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. Wow. We got ourselves a weekly challenge here. Topic is the letter X. I don't know what else to say, really. I've said it all. Blithered and rambled and joked and got all serious and stuff. What am I to do? I just toss you right to the stories. John Musico is first. Let's get right to it. John, tell us a story.
Seems Surreal, also known as The Growth of Knowledge, by John Musico. Based upon equations fine, the scientist builds by paradigm, like an inverted pyramid that ever grows, the rows above it derive from those below. Any small flaw in fact grows and grows, it hides in derivations, but no one knows. If A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C, to that we would agree. However, if B actually doesn't equal C, then A is in question, don't you see? If just one fact ain't that great, to build exponentially is its fate. Soon the world and its surroundings becomes confusing and confounding. What they never realized is that their reality was synthesized.
Thank you, John Musico. P.S. I love you. Next up, we have... Hold on. Lady Blue. Oh, good. This will be fun. As opposed to the laundry and walking and all the other crap that I do while doing this show. Except for the coffee. Oh, man, that's good. I'm doing the Kona this morning with Bailey's. So if I start falling off the treadmill, you'll know why. Lady Blue, spin us a tale.
Hi, everyone. Blue here, and for this week, my story is entitled A TSA Testimonial. She wore titty patches beneath the sweater, in the shape of X's, Your Honor. So, because of these titty patches... You were unable to do your job? Yes, sir. They were distracting. I zoomed in on the X-ray scan to see what they said. And what did they say? Your Honor, is this really important? Clearly, the defendant neglected his duties, and he let that terrorist sneak the bomb onto the plane. 332 people died because a TSA agent with a lot of libido saw titty patches? They said... X marks the spot, Your Honor. Yes, they certainly did, didn't they? That's it for this week. Thank you, everybody, for letting me share, and have a really good week. Bye!
Thank you, Lady Blue, and P.S. I love you. Oh, man. Makes me want to go out and get some electrical tape right now. But we can't do that right now. Still doing laundry, still walking on the treadmill, and still doing this weekly challenge. Speaking of which, Anima Zavaleta has risen to the challenge. Like so much bread proofing in a... I don't know. I try to come up with new metaphors every time. I've used up all the good ones. I should just get on with the show. Anima, tell us a story.
Hello, Anima here with X Marks the Spot. The heist was supposed to be simple. It started as a three-man team. A, logistics. B, firepower, and C, vehicles. C took it upon himself to hire the brothers D, E, and F to boost and modify the required fleet. They needed Cousin G, a DMV clerk, to alter all the paperwork, and it just got worse after that. When contracted, I wanted to be J, crew translator, since A is Canadian, and most of the others were from sundry Central American countries. Instead, I got X, standing on the corner, stuck holding a red and white discount store shopping bag. Thank you.
Thank you, Anima. P.S. I love you. Don't believe any of the others when they say I love them. It's you I love. Next up, we have... let's see, look down the list here. And Jeffrey. He's got some stories. What else would he have? Recipes for chicken? Maybe he might. Or something. No, I'm not going to go down that road again. No, that was far too silly and a little personal. And I should not do that. I should not impose on others for that. Instead, I'll just stick to hosting duties, slap all your stories together, and get the hell out of the way. So, here's Jeffrey.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 445 on the topic of X. A lot of possibilities for stories. Here are two of them. My first story is called The Equalizer. The name Shummers, Barry Shummer. I'm an operative. They call me The Equalizer, because that's my business. I knock down the big guys, bring them to the level of the little people. When they told me about the mysterious Mr. X, I was intrigued. His rep said he could take your figure, any amount, and guarantee a huge return. This I had to see. It took some time, but I finally tracked him down. He was just an imposter, leaning to one side like he was a big shot or something. I straightened him right up and looked him in the eye. I recognized him all right. He was none other than Mr. Plus. I subtracted him right off the board. Was that a little too silly? Okay, how about this level of silliness? This next story is called First Contact. The shrill alarm jolted Carstairs out of his seat. His job was to monitor X-band transmissions for NASA's Deep Space Network, but nothing had come through before other than routine reports from NASA's own missions. Until now. Carstairs called the emergency number, and within minutes the room was filled with scientists. Some traced the source of the signal, while linguistics experts tried to make sense of the transmission. "It's coming from Mars," exclaimed one of the scientists. "What does it say?" asked another. Baines, the linguist, checked his calculations and frowned. "I think," he said nervously, "they have ordered 124 Domino's pizzas with all the toppings." Well, that's first contact for you. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Thank goodness you'll be back next week because, P.S., I love you. Thank you, Jeffrey. Every week I try to come up with something. Something to say that's different. Do you know how hard it is after 445 of these to come up with something new? I'm going to be bitching about this until I get into the thousands, 2,000s. God forbid the 10,000s. That will be scary. Be some fossilized AI entity.
Beep, weekly challenge. Blah. 100-word story. You will be deleted.
Yeah, that kind of crap.
Exterminate. Exterminate.
All right. Let's keep going here. I think Richard's next. All right, Richard. Once again, let us have it.
Good morning, O people of the Drabbleverse. I have two stories for you on the subject of X. The first is George's story, part 77, X Doesn't Mark the Spot. The big question was, where exactly should George look for an answer? It must be somewhere in the hospital, and he was determined to find it. He'd pursue a methodical hunt through potential locations, starting with offices and administrative areas, ruling out the wards as unlikely candidates. Grabbing several rolls of surgical tape from a nurse's station, he began his task, marking the door of rooms he'd searched with a large X of tape. Every filing cabinet, cupboard, and drawer was opened. But after hours of searching, he covered an entire hospital wing and was no closer to his goal. My second story is about one of the mysteries of the universe. Well, it is to me anyway. Algebra. If AB is equal to half XY, then what is the value of X? He may as well have asked me for the square root of cheese. None of it made any sense. Algebra, fractions, trigonometry, it was all Greek to me. And coming to think of it, I was pretty useless at languages too, including English. So much for the left side of my brain. You'd reckon I'd have some artistic ability to make up for logical deficiencies. Wrong again. I can't paint, sing, or play an instrument. Beats me how I became a teacher in the first place. And that, my friends, may I call you my friends, is all. Until next week, goodbye.
Thank you, Richard. You may call us your friends. And P.S. I love you. Oh, okay. Coffee. Good stuff. What are you drinking? Tell me what you're drinking in the... No, don't bother with the comments. I should just close down the comments and build a Starbucks there. No, I'm not drinking Starbucks coffee. I'm drinking 100% Kona coffee because, damn it, low acid, high yumminess. It says so right on the package. High yumminess. You don't believe me? Also, I use one of those Keurig originals, as opposed to these new Keurig 2.0s that claim that, well, we read off of the top of the container, the little K-cup on the foil, it says the perfect brewing settings, and we scan them, and it's like, no, that's DRM, you cockbags. Lying sacks of crap. Oh, man. But there are ways to hack it, so, because, I mean, really, is it that much better? Can you tell the difference? Or do they just put battery acid in the old crap now to convince you to move to the new? Lying scumbags. Oh, sorry. I'm happy with mine. How are you? Next up is Tom. Let us give him a whirl. Yes, a whirl.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story tonight is Copy Man. The boys on the third floor were in pitch mode. X for xylophone. That sucks. Oh yeah? Do better. X is for xenophobe. What the fuck does that mean? Pinhead. Xenophobic is the fear of the other. What other? All others. That sucks. A totally fearful supervillain? No, zero charisma. He causes xenophobia. And where's a Guy Fox mask? How about X is for the unknown? Get real. You're a moron. No, you're a moron. I got it. X is for 10. Lame. In the end, the studio settled on X is for Xerox. And that's it.
Thank you, Tom. How many of you out there are... No, wait, I need to say something first. I can't hold it in much longer. Tom, I love you. Okay, let's continue. So how many of you out there are xenophobes? share in the comments so foreigners and unusual people can see your comments and use them against you. Whew, how much more time in the laundry? So, all the dungarees that I wear have these kind of flap belts. I'm sure there's a term for it. I don't feel like Googling it right now. I should take all of those out and just use one of them, because there, some of them fit easily and some of them don't fit easily. It takes a little struggling. And even though I've lost like 15, 16 pounds since I've gotten them, why should they still not fit well? I know. And you could say like muscle mass, but like that's even more dense. So like my entire gut should be one mass of muscle, right? Now, I've got 75 pounds to go. I'll post up a chart eventually when I'm not embarrassed by whatever. Still, let's continue. Skip past that now. Who's next? It's Spate with the X's.
Hey, this is a 100-word story based on the prompt of X. It's called The X's. Here it comes. His first wife loved it rich and utterly decadent. Drizzle chocolate sauce on anything, and her lower lip would quiver. Wife number two was the opposite. She liked it bare and basic. Just a banana, peeled, of course. Maybe brushed with a light coat of clover honey. The third wife had a penchant for lovely slices of homemade strawberry rhubarb pie with fresh whipped cream on top. Pity that he could remember such intimate details of their dessert preferences, yet, once again, call out the wrong wife's name at the most inappropriate time. Now he's searching for wife number four.
Credits. I put, if you use music from an external source or from an internal source so deep it goes into a parallel dimension, send me a link to where it was from, and I'll put that in the show notes so that people are properly credited. Not that I credited Matthew Ebel correctly last week, but what's good for the gander is not good for the goose, and my name is Goose. Goose. Don't give me a goose, though. I will fall on this treadmill, even though I'm going only 1 mile an hour. Once I get to the point where it's, you know, I've got all the recordings done, then I flip into speed mode and get the whole hour done. Most days, it's 2 miles an hour, and I try to do 60 minutes in the morning and then 60 minutes in the afternoon. I know that's a lot, but I've got a lot of weight to lose. And I'm not going to be doing jumping jacks or jogging or playing with a medicine ball or push-ups or any of that stuff. I can't do any of that. Busted arm and all. Still doesn't work right. So that's it. Let's keep going. Next story is Muncie.
Greetings, Fisher Kings, from Muncie, here with a story in spite of NaNoWriMo. Was there any doubt? Let's roll. On Problem Solving by Chris Monroe. Good morning, class. Today's assignment, solve for X. Because X demands solutions. and X won't be trifled with when it comes to getting what he wants. And, as you know, X, or the mysterious Dr. X, as he prefers to be called, does have your loved ones hostage, meaning that you will not want to fail him. You will not want to fail him. Oh no. The mysterious Dr. X is not a man to be trifled with, as those who have come upon him will be only too quick to tell you. He will not be failed. So, solve. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. That's my tale, Fisher Kings, and I hope you've enjoyed it. And now, back into the tank I go. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Munzee. And just because I'm a Fisher King, it doesn't mean that I can't say, P.S. I love you. We should make that a topic one day. All the professions of love, from one to many, the friendships that have gone on to the next level. Woo! Ding! Level 2! Candy Crush! Ah, the crushes. Whew, man. I'm going light, and yet I'm sweating like a something. I totally forgot to pick up milk and some sort of soda at the store yesterday. I always forget something. I make a list, I check it twice, but I'm not Santa and this isn't Christmas presents. And so, I forget something, and it's milk this time. And I need to get to the store before that big, massive, hideous church thing that used to be the Compact Center and before that was the Summit. Where that thing fills up and traffic just goes crazy. Oh, man. I should have gotten that Sam's Club membership, then I could go the other way and then pick up a giant 50-gallon drum of cheese balls. Oh, man. I've sure missed out on that, walking on this treadmill. Serendipity, save me from myself, please.
Call me an old romantic, if you like, but I see nothing wrong in giving a little kiss to say goodbye. Nothing over the top. Just the equivalent of a discreet X that you might add to a greeting on a card to a loved one. I do find I have to explain myself to my victims, though, who rarely understand the significance of my actions. Bound and terrified, they find it hard to comprehend why I should plant a single, chaste kiss gently on their forehead. So I tell them as I carefully take aim. X marks the spot.
And another one bites the dust. Thank you, Serendipity. P.S. Don't take this the wrong way so that you shoot me, but I love you. Whew, wow. The sweat's starting to pile up now. I wore a rather thick shirt, but I know that sweating it out is a false economy because all that does is dehydrate you. You need to burn. Burn the fat. Build the muscle. Coddle the inner demon that fires you up and possesses you. Other things. I know that Halloween is over, but it doesn't mean that the spirits just go away themselves. You gotta exercise them. And if you don't do that, if you're so focused on candy, well, you're doomed. Oh, doom. It was the last. Never mind. Day of the Dead, blah, 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 all that crap, Election Day, whatever. Things just blur into one another after you've been doing this for 9 years. Just wait until it's 10. Oh, man, the repetition. One person that does not repeat themselves over and over and over and over and over again is Tura. Always something fresh, right from the farm or somewhere. Tura, lay it on us right now.
There's no such letter as X. What is it? A cross, not a proper letter. Now, R or G, those have proper shapes, but X, that's what illiterate people make for a signature. You think we're all called Ximenes or Xerxes? It doesn't even have its own sound. Then take Y and Z. That's why, then sleep, right? It means they don't want you asking questions. The whole alphabet's a subliminal suggestion. Don't think, don't question, just obey. You wonder why illiterates can't get jobs. No one's allowed to employ us, we're too dangerous, not brainwashed sheep. Said the wild-eyed beggar.
Thank you, Tura. And please let the wild-eyed beggar know I love them. And P.S., I love you too. Also let them know that they can have a job as the new host of this podcast, because, wow, 34 minutes into walking, and then I did 10 minutes before I had to go switch everything into the dryer, and, wow, this is exhausting. Plus, it's ruining the sound. I'm having to levelate and do noise removal on every one of these segments. I could just sit my ass down and record these in a semi-professional studio. Nah. Coffee. Do I look like fucking Adam Curry? Hell no. Not some VJ with VD. Is he even podcasting anymore? Who's considered the podcaster? Mark Maron? Adam Carolla? Whatever. I don't know. Cares. I'm still one of the old guard, keeping going. What am I guarding? I have no idea. Just doing this out of habit. Got nothing else. Not, you know, coaching a baseball team or anything. Although baseball season would be over. Soccer team. Youth soccer. Nah, screw it. Let's go on with Zach Man. Zach Man, your turn.
I was told you are the man called X, like the guy they did the radio show about, but you would have to be at least 100 years old, said the statesman. I would indeed. That was my grandfather. X has become a bit of a family title. He was senior, or XS. My father is 2X, and I'm X cubed, but my friends call me Mr. Thurston. They are very formal, said Ken. X, we want your help rescuing the Siamese. Thailanders? Asked Ken. No. Someone kidnapped the Prime Minister's cat in order to influence legislation.
Thank you, Zach Mann. And thank you for the mention of the cat. I love you both. But you more than the cat. No. No, no. You more than the cat. Wow. This room, the books on the shelves rarely change. God, we've read all of those, and yet I read so little these days. All the Pez dispensers, there's a pile of them in the corner that I need to put up on the shelf. I think we need more shelves. One more unit of shelves. That'll be just perfect. I have to bother going and getting the damn things. Then this will be, this section of the wall will wind up being out of alignment. I have to construct them and everything. Move the treadmill out of the way to move the bookcase up. Forget it. I'll just leave them in the piles. And keep buying more. Because that's what America is all about. Buying more crap. False economy. So, next up, Dionysus? Okay, we've got Dionysus here with some stories. This will be nice and exciting, so you may want to take a seat. If you're already sitting, stand up and sit again to make sure you're comfortable. If you're incapable of standing, I'm sorry. If you're sitting in an aisle seat, you'll have to move. All right, are we ready? Okay, my chickadees. Here's Dionysus.
Hi. Dionysus closed with 3X stories. The first one is called Solve for X. It hadn't greened yet, but my great pleasure was watching her toddle in the backyard. I didn't notice a thistle that had sprouted over to one side until she was squatting next to it. Her arm jerked back, in a way that grabbed me viscerally, but she didn't move otherwise. I went back later and cut it down long before I noticed her standing at the back door. She stood close to the place for minutes. Then she ran over to hug my leg. I picked her up and saw big tears had filled her eyes. We held each other tightly, but my only thought was, what have I done? The next story is a special treat called All My Exes, a 100-word anthology. Malcolm and Louis X, Execrating, Parallax, Ex Nihilo, In Exasperation, King's Pax Vobiscum. Extravagantly coveting my neighbor's ex on ex, etc. Ex ante, examining ex, ex items, ex dividend, extended, foxed out. Texting, exiting the ex games because of the BMX XYY testing, big boys on bikes. Under exuberantly, tic tac texting, Xanax. Indexing extenuation in IMAX triple X X-ray FX. Next. Exhibiting Rex, the sex hex Mexicans X-rated flexing. Ijole! Axing Ox, XLT, Exorbitant Apollo X, Trans XYZ, X-Men. Quixote Sextet, Polaxed, Xylophone Nixed, Xboxed, Axeman taxing with sexist fixation excuses in Lexus taxi exit. Fiat Phoenix. Exhorting Xene with an X-X-Men mix for Xmas. Mixed messages execrable, eh? X-Men 1040X filing. Comics? Cross kisses. Pardonnez-moi. And the last story is called X Marks. X was a variable. It took the place of different values. At least she remembered that, somehow. A word she couldn't remember at first. I think, in Hegel's view, she said, the Greeks... X. A whole thought. It'll come to me, X. Like using that X to search, and the list had gaps. Part of the internet, X. More X every time. Then a face. An X of X's around it. So familiar. And an X remembered on its own. Mistake. X is a mistake, the face an X, until it was all X, 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 period. Next time, thanks.
Thank you, Dionysus, but most importantly of all, let's all gather together and say, P.S., I love you. Gotta get the laundry out of the dryer. I did not bother to count the shirts. I always do something wrong on Sundays. Something goes wrong. I skip a step. Maybe I start too late and I wind up driving through all the traffic at the church. Maybe I look forward to the next week of work. I know if you don't look forward to it and you're all crazy over it, doing the wrong thing. Everything is doing the wrong thing. I need to win the lottery or become a thief or swindle or something. Resell other people's efforts. No, that's effort. Oh, who cares? Let's just keep going here and move on to Lizzie. Now that you're all cheered up and enthusiastic, this is what I look forward to, the weekly challenge. Maybe I should make a living doing this. Then I grow to hate it as well. Oh, well. All those people say, do something you love. Well, doing it for money, now you wind up hating it. The rare few that tell you it's the thing to do, well, they're just trying to justify their own misery. Oh, here's Lizzie. Let's keep going.
X marks the spot, said Sir Thompson a bit too merrily after crashing his plane and killing Lady Thompson. Mr. Crawford, their guest, was extremely annoyed, to say the least. The idea of flying over Sir Thompson's deserted island seemed quite idiotic from the get-go. Persistent as always, Sir Thompson dug until he found a box. Surprisingly, a cell phone emerged. Our salvation, said Sir Thompson, oblivious of the fact that the cell tower of that area had been knocked down by his hazardous flying. X marked the spot, all right. It marked the spot where Mr. Crawford waited and waited. This was my story for this week, taught by my blog at lazygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Oh, and good luck to those of you who are doing the NaNoWriMo. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lizzie. But most of all, yes, I love you. NaNoWriMo, how many of you people are getting involved in that craziness? Let folks know about your progress, your ticker. Hook up with each other. Say, hey, I've got 5,000 words. Would you like to borrow a few? Yeah, I'd like to borrow a few. Can I get some really long words? I've got some short words like a, and the, and he, and she, and but. I need something like apothecary or a mendicant. Oh, man. Trading words. Next thing you know, they'll start exchanging drugs and pills. Coffee's cold. I went and got the laundry out of the dryer. Didn't use any hangers whatsoever. I just folded it all up, and I'll hang it all in a little bit. Once this stuff is done, and I'm rendering it with GarageBand, then I'll start hanging things. Hanging things. So, yeah. Let's see, who's next? I got the show notes ready. It's Norval Joe. Let's see how he's doing in NaNoWriMo. Tell us a little story here. Give us a little insight.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of Fly Paperboy, coming of age. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 445 with a prompt of X, the letter X. Well, I'm doing NaNoWriMo this year, and it's good to see all of you who are doing it as well. And I'm trying to keep track of those of you who I know that are on my buddy list. I woke up late this morning, so I got a bit of a late start, but I'm still on top of my goal. So I only have 20 days to do it this year, since I'm going back to visit my grandbaby in Colorado on the 20th. So anyway, here's my story for whatever prompt this is. I have a sore in my tongue, and it's making it hard to talk. Long John used Durgle as a springboard and flew towards Superconductor, locking his teeth onto the lapel of the leader's suit. Long John growled and thrashed about, refusing to let go. Garbage Man pulled at the dog until, with a loud rip, dog and lapel tore away. "Okay," Superconductor conceded. "Take your infernal canine and wait in that room. We'll consider your application." Behind the door marked X, Durgle found a chair, a small table, and a book. He waited nervously, paging through the book, The Legend of Ronald Reagan, wishing the door had led to a bathroom instead. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Man, I could sure use a trip to the bathroom right now. Oh, thank you, Philip. Thank you, Norval. I love you both. Same person. But I may even love Durgle, too. I'm not sure. No, it's a dog. The dog would probably run and bother the cats. And if you're wondering, Tinny is sleeping in a robe nest in the bathroom and missed is by her mommy's foot. See, I put a robe in the bathroom so that it's there when I need it, and sure enough, you know, there's no hook on the door anymore. And sure enough, Tinny thinks that's a nest. Well, as long as she's happy. Let's get this show going here. We've got just a few more stories. I'm sure you're excited to get out there and get all your stuff done today. I know I am. Just got to get milk and bag salads, and that's it, because I've got the stuff for the bag salads. I've got the cilantro chopped. I've got the red beans, chickpeas, and corn in one container, chopped onions in another. I've got nicotine stains on my fingers. No, I prep all the stuff in advance, and then I can just scatter it on things. Oh, green peppers, that's important, too. But most important, there's Chelsea.
X by Chelsea. There has been a debate for centuries, for millennia even, about the underlying difference between men and women. It has ranged through such topics as social obligations, societal mores, physical and mental abilities, wardrobe, and other aesthetic considerations. All of these debates designed to make one gender or the other feel inferior. At the end of the day, there is truly only one difference between men and women. It is the most fundamental, rooted right down in the very basic level of what makes up a human being. The difference between men and women is a plain and simple X.
Oh, Chelsea. There's nothing plain about the simple, about the... You can tell I've been walking all this time, haven't you? P.S. I love you. And thank you. And, oh, this is what it's like every day, every afternoon. Actually, it's even worse because what I do is I do it at 2 miles an hour and then add a little bit of incline at the end, maybe up to 3 miles an hour if I'm feeling really, really motivated. And then afterwards, a humongous fart. Ah, yeah, the gas builds up. No, I don't do Beano all the time, but when I do, I miss the tootin'. That lets me know that everything is working. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have so many beans in the salads. I do put chicken on them occasionally, when I remember. See, I always forget something. That's what makes a variety. Forgetting things. Like yesterday, it was forgetting the salad and... No, forgetting the salad. Wow. Have I had a stroke yet? No, but I'm sure to have one after I listen to Planet Z. Here he is.
Nobody taught old Rufus to write. So when folks asked him to sign his name on something, he'd just mark it with an X. It wasn't like he could read what he was signing, and experience had taught him that what people told him he was signing wasn't always the same as what he was signing. Or, if they told him, he really couldn't understand all the fancy words and legal mumbo-jumbo. That's why old Rufus carried a loaded shotgun around. Anybody who tried to screw him out of anything, he'd mark them with a large hole in the chest.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of the letter X. Y'all did a great job with it, even though I don't say that every week. I'm just impressed with the directions that people go, the creativity, the gumption, the moxie, the madness, and the courage to share your creative efforts with others. That means a lot. There are a lot of people that just make things and they go, I want you to see. Those people are chicken shits. So, what's the topic for next week? Brain. You have a week to get it in. I have a week to lose a few more pounds. got the laundry done. I have a week to hang up my laundry, so it's nice and wrinkled. You have an extra hour today, by the way. Unless you're in Europe, you've already had your extra hour. Me, I've saved up all my extra hours. That way I can do the dance of the hours. Okay, thank you all for listening and being a part of the weekly challenge. Until next week, as always, I love you. Keep it brief.